The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
All right, folks, we're back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your host for this Tuesday. The January 6th committee hearing liars edited out footage of Ashley Babbitt and Roseanne Boylan's death from key witness testimony, deliberately tampering and editing footage to vilify anyone who doesn't agree with their narrative. And what I find extremely interesting about this, folks, is not that Nancy Pelosi was orchestrating this, nor that Trump hater Adam Schiff or Adam Kinzinger was selected to this committee. That's no surprise. What I paid close attention to was a statement made in that hearing by committee member and rhino Republican Liz Cheney, Dick Cheney's daughter. Chip off the old block, I might add. I'll share with you why in a minute. But first, I want you to listen to an excerpt of what Liz Cheney manifested in her opening statement last Thursday night. Mike, go ahead and play clip four.
We must know what happened here at the Capitol. We must also know what happened every minute of that day in the White House. Every phone call, every conversation, every meeting leading up to, during, and after the attack. Honorable men and women have an obligation to step forward. If those responsible are not held accountable, and if Congress does not act responsibly, this will remain a cancer on our constitutional republic.
All right, folks. Yeah. We must know what happened every minute of that. You know what happened every minute of that day, Liz, because your handler is manipulating the evidence to wean out anything that might, be adverse to what the narrative is. We want to know what happened every minute of every day at the White House, every phone call, every conversation, every meeting leading up to, during, and after the attacks. And what's interesting about this statement is that Nancy Pelosi both oversaw, directed, and cherry-picked every piece of evidence collected by that committee and every piece of evidence that was scrutinized, admitted, or omitted by Nancy Pelosi. Any evidence, and there was a mountain of evidence, folks, that ran contrary to Pelosi and her committee, it was omitted to try and incriminate Donald Trump for allegedly leading a conspiracy of a coup. Anything that would, controvert that was conveniently discarded by Pelosi and her minions. Multitudes of evidence shown in the documentary by a current detainee incarcerated without bail from the event. Jacob Lang, I believe is his name, proves that the real story of the event was perverted and or omitted by Pelosi and her minions. Just watch this documentary, folks, by Jacob Lang. It's on the RBN's website if you have any doubts. But when Liz Cheney used this phrase, remain a cancer on our constitutional republic, it's curious that she picked that phrase as to what we all hear jammed down our throats ad nauseum, our democracy. I took note of that as it led me back to the 2018 movie that I had just for the first time, folks, watched the day before. What movie was that? Vice. It was a movie taking us through the career of Liz's father, Dick Cheney. And I would urge all of you who have not yet seen it to watch it, as it depicts how strategically Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, David Addington, Cheney's main legal advisor, Anton Scalia, and John Yoo used what is called unitary executive theory to circumvent Congress leading up to the invasion of Iraq. And Addington argued that since the vice president is part of the executive branch, and because the vice president casts the tie-breaking votes in the Senate, part of the legislative branch, well, from Addington's professional point of view, that meant that the VP is not part of the legislative or the executive branch. Now, bear with me as I bring this full circle, folks. Liz Cheney was involved in the family campaigns and was witness to these political shenanigans being theorized by her father and his advisors. Neither branch has oversight of the VP. That was their legal, arguable theory. Let us into the Iraq War, folks. The unitary executive theory is a theory of the United States constitutional law which holds that the president of the United States possesses the power to control the entire federal executive branch. Well, it must be legal because the president is the president, especially during times of war. Keep that in mind as I proceed, because when W was running for president, he asked Dick Cheney to be the VP running mate, and Cheney originally turned him down at their first meeting. However, they had a second meeting, and in that meeting, Cheney agreed to be George's running mate with a certain understanding that with the approval of W, should he win, Cheney would be in charge of, well, mundane things, as he put it, like overseeing bureaucracy, managing the military, energy, and managing foreign policy. And Georgie Boy agreed. The decision to invade Iraq and all the false propaganda that was conveyed in the lead-up to the Iraqi invasion was the result of manipulation by the people responsible and signatories of the PNAC documents and George W.'s agreement to overthrow Saddam, partly due to his father's unwillingness to do so. That decision made by Cheney after the onset of 9/11 resulted in the following. Halliburton stock rose 500%. Cheney was the CEO of Halliburton prior to his VP election. The Bush-Cheney White House claims to have lost 22 million emails, including millions in the run-up to the Iraq War. In my estimation, this was likely done by the Bush-Cheney committee decision. Now, compare this to the cherry-picking evidence compiled by the January 6th committee, adding anything incriminating and omitting anything exonerating. Liz Cheney occupying a seat on that committee. Was and is Liz Cheney adding knowledge she acquired in being part of Cheney family and being witness to what her father contrived in his lifelong quest for political power? Was and is she Adam Schiff, Adam Kinzinger, Nancy Pelosi, and others on that said committee manifesting tactics used by Liz's father, Dick Cheney? The memos that John Yoo wrote on torture and warrantless surveillance gave the president almost unlimited power under the unitary executive theory. And by the way, those theories, those memos exist to this day. Any president can cite them if he wishes to do so. And it is argued by many that the entire January 6th committee is illegal on its face. And I'm going to conclude with this article out of Town Hall. The January 6th committee is an illegitimate operation. Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, runs an illegitimate operation. She bullies, she changes the traditions of the House, she changes the rules, and often she ignores the rules. She has turned the Capitol into a fortress to keep the American people out. Have you ever seen pictures of that cyclone fence with a big razor wire like it's a prison around it, folks? She has turned the Capitol Police into the TSA, wanding and frisking members as they enter the House chambers to vote or to debate. And most egregiously, she created an illegitimate committee in an attempt to intimidate members of Congress, attack Donald Trump and his supporters, and to distract Americans from the disastrous performance of herself, of Chuck E. Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, and President, well, pseudo-President Joe Biden. She started by insisting Congress investigate the riot that took place at the Capitol on January 6, 2021. And this, even though multiple law enforcement agencies under the authority of the Department of Justice were investigating it, the Democrats, in their half-hearted attempt at bipartisanship, promised that there would be 13 members on the committee, five of whom would be Republicans. An 8-5 split on the committee doesn't reflect the actual ratio of Democrats to Republicans in the House. But we have grown accustomed to Pelosi's disregard of institutional norms and ratios reflecting the makeup of the House. The promise by Pelosi, turned out to be untrue, because when Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy named his five nominees to the committee, Pelosi immediately booted two of them off, and the other three Republicans rightly rejected participating in the witch hunt in protest. And in response, Pelosi appointed two former Republicans, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, to fill the committee. And these two have a more virulent strain of Trump derangement syndrome than any of the far left in Congress. And that's really saying something, folks. The committee operates with the same kind of bias precedent the Salem witch trials. Everyone is guilty and must demonstrate their innocence. They effectively tie up everyone, then throw them into the lake. If they float, they are guilty. If they sink to the bottom, well, they drown, but they are innocent in death. Now, here's some examples of how they rounded up witches and demonstrated an utter lack of intellectual curiosity. You ready? When Steve Bannon indicated that he was respecting President Trump's assertion of executive privilege and would thus not testify to the committee, they held him in contempt and Attorney General Merrick Garland filed criminal charges against him. What a surprise there. When Jeffrey Clark stated that he would appear, but when appropriate, he would invoke his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination, the committee chairman, Benny Thompson, stated that anyone who would invoke that right would be presumed to be guilty. Of course, that is contrary to the Constitution and law in every jurisdiction, but that doesn't matter, folks, not in this. The Democrats, together with Cheney and Kinzinger, are intending to hold Clark in contempt. And when President Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, was negotiating with the duplicitous Benny Thompson on how to respond to the committee's subpoenas, he offered to provide them documents not covered by executive privilege. And in the meantime, President Trump's lawsuit exerting executive privilege continues to wind its way through the labyrinthian path of our judicial system. That Mark Meadows would provide 9,000 pages of documents to the committee and was in the process of negotiating in good faith on when to appear to discuss those documents should have been an adequate step for the committee. But without notice, folks, they subpoenaed Meadows' personal phone records. That breach of good faith resulted in Meadows' decision to break off negotiation and file a lawsuit against Thompson, Cheney, and the malevolent members of the committee. Meadows, surprisingly enough, was found in contempt by Congress. You just can't work with a kangaroo court, folks. The next step in the inquisition is to attack members of Congress. Why would any member of Congress choose to appear before a mob that was formed illegitimately and desires to kick them out of Congress and put them behind bars, which is going on right now, folks? That's what they're attempting to do. Robert Mueller, remember him? Found that there was no Russian collusion in the 2016 election. Nevertheless, the radical lefties in Congress continue to propagate a lie that Russians produced the Trump victory. And similarly, Pelosi and her committee of anti-Trump sycophants denied a testimony of FBI Director Christopher Wray that contradicts their narrative. Wray debunked the insurrection claim. He effectively laid waste to the grand conspiracy to riot at the Capitol argument, and it has been reported that the FBI investigation concluded that the riot in the Capitol on January 6th was spontaneous rather than organized. Now, if there was a legitimate investigation, and I want to emphasize the word legitimate investigation by Congress, it would be answering questions like, well, what role did Pelosi have in preventing law enforcement from having adequate personal and material to protect the Capitol? Why is there disparate treatment of January 6 prisoners and BLM and Antifa mobsters that rioted throughout the country for months? They get a pass. And finally, why was there a lack of training and equipment for law enforcement? And in parting, two actions and two actionable items remain. The first two is acknowledge the illegitimacy and bias of this gaggle of witch hunters by refusing to participate in their offer to tie up and toss political opponents into the lake. And the second is for the Republican leadership to remove Cheney and Kinzinger from the Republican conference. Why would you allow two people who have decided to burn down the Republican apparatus in Congress and expel Republicans from Congress to have the cover of being Republicans? They're not. No rational person, folks, can see any objective good coming from this committee. So let's stop pretending. Ignore this group of unimpressive, hateful, Trump-obsessed loons. Because in the end, this gaslighting farce being force-fed to the unsuspecting public has a twofold motive. One, to try to bolster support for a failing Democratic Party who's going to get shellacked if we can have legitimate elections. And number two, to at minimum try to prevent Donald Trump from ever running for re-election and at maximum prosecute Donald Trump for conspiracy to incite violence. A conspiracy hatched in the minds of deranged psychopaths hell-bent on holding on to power with and by whatever means necessary. Gaslighting all of us into the twilight of what used to be, and I want to emphasize again, used to be, as Liz Cheney put it, and she used it so eloquently, a constitutional republic by eradicating what little freedoms we have left. Phone lines are open, folks. 512-248-8252. Again, that's 512-248-8252. Gaslighting, folks, it is indeed the lowest of the low. When you try to convince somebody that what they know to be true isn't true, when you try to convince somebody that they're crazy if they believe that. There's a 1940 movie called Gaslighting. I didn't watch it, but I went on YouTube and I typed in the word gaslighting and it came up. 1940 movie where this guy tries to convince his wife that she's crazy, probably to get her fortune, I'm not sure. But at any rate, these tactics that are being used by this administration and this faux committee to gaslight the American public, and then the lapdog mainstream media jumping in line, all of them except Fox, you know, CNN, ABC, CBS, all of them broadcasting this 2 hours ad nauseum to the, well, the sleeping sheeple, okay, spun, cherry-picked, whatever, call it what you will. No hearing, a witch hunt, a trial. Only one side is conveyed. The other side, they made sure to excerpt out. So I'm going to go into this article a little bit. Before I do that, let's go to James in Vancouver. You're on with Mike. Go ahead, James.
Hi. People have been talking about oil lately, and there's a shortage of it and so on and so forth. I wonder if you've ever heard of the Fischer-Tropsch process.
The Fischer-Trout process?
Tropsch. T-R-O-P-S-E-H.
No,
Germans.
Okay.
Okay, in 1925, they perfected a method to be able to turn carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide into diesel oil at the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute.
Okay.
So Germany used it, of course, in World War II, and I think they were producing something like 300,000 barrels a day in their underground facilities. They never lacked for oil, like some people say. They always had oil. It was being able to distribute it. You see.
I see.
If you have the right equipment, you simply liquefy the carbon dioxide, add some hydrogen, and now you've got methane, and you jack up the molecular weight of the methane, or you just polymerize the methane, and you have your diesel oil. Actually, you can probably get cyclanes out of it, or gasoline. So, and it doesn't cost as much as digging it out of the ground and using all that heat to refine it, you see, wasting energy. But at the same time, they're saying, well, it's Putin. Putin's the problem, and we have to buy, the price of gasoline, what is it now, $6 a gallon?
Well, it's approaching five where I live. Yeah.
Yeah, but I would challenge every state of the United States and Canada. There's rich people out there that have enough money to try to set up a Fischer-Tropsch process, and it will be summarily crashed.
Okay. I got to go to a break, James. Got anything else, I'll hold you over. Otherwise, okay, I'll be back in three.
All right, yeah.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
People of the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on that magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light.
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your host. James in Vancouver, you still with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right, anything else you wanted to add? Okay, so we got diesel fuel in a particular method that the Germans were using in World War II, right. Which I'm sure they had the technology, they could do it here, but they don't, and by design, right? Okay.
Right. Yeah, now on the Extendivite, by the way, I've been using Extendivite since the summer of 2020, okay? And for maximum results, you'd want to make a journal to write down when you took it and so on and so forth. That will help a lot.
It's interesting you say that, because I was just thinking about that during the break, because I am going to be taking my blood pressure every day, because ultimately what I'd like to see is being able to wean my way off of this crap that I'm using, because obviously, even according to the doctor, it doesn't cure anything. And he even told me, you're going to be on it for 3 to 6 months and very possibly the rest of your life. No, I'm not. $1,000 a month, if that's what I was paying up here. I had an airplane that I was making payments on in 1997. For less than that. So, no, that's more than an airplane payment, for crying out loud.
Right.
All right, James. Right. Well, thanks for the input. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yes, and I will be keeping a journal. All right, thanks a lot. Let's got a couple other callers on the line. I'm going to go to Marcus in Idaho and then next Dr. Kelly. So, Marcus in Idaho, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Michael. I don't know if you remember back in 2020, there was a raid on Germany, which had that was influenced in the election. It was our military that had raided that, and then they said it didn't happen, and it just went away.
From what I understand, it did happen, but it went away, right? Or it didn't happen.
Right.
Which one are you? Okay. Did it or did it not?
I'm saying it did happen, but it went away.
Right. We didn't hear any more about it. Huh?
Right. And so we have these globalist puppet masters, which are in control of people like Jeffrey Epstein, which is they created a billionaire out of him to be able to control the substance of the politicians and the Supreme Court and the FBI and the CIA across the board to be able to just have absolutely control over them to what they're doing and what they should be doing and what they will be doing. So you've got Jeffrey Epstein, you've got the Germany over there. The whole control board of the globalists decided that Donald Trump was an enemy of their plans, and they needed to take him out. Thus, you have the daughter of Dick Cheney was the CIA director for America before he was the vice president, and was connected with all these globalist systems and all these people.
Wait! Dick Cheney was the CIA director before he was the president. Is that what you said?
The vice president.
Before he was the vice president. Okay. Are you mistaking him with George H.W. Bush?
No, I believe Dick Cheney was the vice. Wasn't he the CIA director?
He could have been. I don't recall that, but he could have been. So I'm not going to say you're right or wrong. It's news to me, and maybe I'm losing my mind here, but I know George H.W. Bush was.
Yes, I know he was. But I believe that I had read that Dick Cheney was a CIA director.
Well, it's possible. It's probably, and I'm sure a listener out there would know, and if they want to call in and correct or incorrect you, you know, feel free to do so.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
And so you have his daughter, which is in connection with that whole slew of that pendulum of information and those people which have decided where the society is going to go, destroying Donald Trump again, driving him into the ground, I mean, just grinding him to dust. And it's not surprising, but I live right next to Wyoming. I'm on the border here, in Idaho, and I know that there's a lot of people in Wyoming which are totally liberal in certain places, but there's a lot of people in Wyoming in the rural places which will never vote for her. And if she becomes senator again in Wyoming, we can understand that the vote is completely rigged, which it is, of course. We've got a Dominion voting machine, and it's got that in its name, Dominion, ownership. We own you. We are dominating you. We are the Dominion.
Makes sense to me. All right, Marcus, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Dr. Kelly. Got a break coming up, but Dr. Kelly, you're on with Michael. I'll hold you over through the break if you want. Go ahead.
Cool, yeah. I'm just reporting in on gas prices here in Lake Tahoe area. They're typically $2 a gallon above down the hill in Carson, Reno, you know, because I'm on the border with California.
I'm familiar with where you are. I ran away once and wound up there.
Yeah, cool. You should do it again.
Fishing
with you and stuff. And, you know, we can train you on your float plane, and then you can just pick me up on the pier, and then we'll go have some fun. And I wanted to also report in that I did phone all 58 counties registrar recorders.
Okay, well, let me hold up. I'm going to hold you over the break, Dr. Kelly, because you never told me exactly what the prices were. We got to take a break. We'll be back in three, and then let's expound on that a little bit. Be right back. Well, it's
you are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.thepublicmasters.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your host, and we're talking to, the phone lines are starting to load up here. Talking to Dr. Kelly up there in Lake Tahoe, who omitted the exact price of gas from down the hill. I remember Placerville almost got arrested there for being accused of stealing a car that I had rented. But other than that, what's the difference in the gas prices, Dr. Kelly?
Oh, dude, that's awesome. I can't wait to hear that whole story. So it was right around $7 a gallon. And they're so proud of their mechanics up here. It was like $150 for 1 hour, last I checked. Milk, for real milk, is about $20 a gallon. And they're sure proud of that stuff. So I apologize for omitting that detail. And thanks for your work here on Republic Broadcasting Network. And I wanted to give you some real important and great tips. Are you in Arizona?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, perfect. Analytical Research Labs, ARL, they do the best kind of hair tissue mineral analysis to get your mineral wheel balanced instead of trying to reinvent the wheel. and you need to find a good doc that knows how to do a Raglan's, R-A-G-L-A-N-D-S, blood pressure. That's seated, supine, standing, and it will differentiate between an issue in the kidneys or the adrenals. And it's so fun to fix people. I can probably maybe even give you, you know, a private personal referral if you give a holler to my voicemail. And thank you again for your work, and have a great rest of your show.
All right. Well, I'll keep that in mind, Dr. Kelly. Thank you very much for the phone call. All right, moving on here, let's go to my old buddy Fred in Iowa. Fred, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah, howdy, Michael.
Hi.
I'm not a computer guy, but I've kept all my computers, and maybe I can pull it up. But I downloaded a video when Dick Cheney was talking to all the major newspapers, and he thanked them for not mentioning, and I'm paraphrasing this, not mentioning anything about him, because, hell, he wouldn't even have made a dog catcher in Wyoming. But if I can pull that up, he admits it. If the papers, the major papers, you know what they are and who they are, they didn't talk about Dick Cheney. So that's how he climbed up the ladder. And I'll try to get my computer guy and retrieve that video.
Okay, well,
thank
I'll tell you,
you
what, that fits part and parcel, Fred, to this movie I stumbled across on Netflix the other day called Vice, which, you know, went through his whole career. And, yeah, Dick Cheney was a loser. I mean, his wife almost divorced him because he was a drunk. He was, you know, he was just a complete pathetic idiot. And, you know, she always wanted him to be somebody. And if it wasn't for her, you know, he would have been a complete doofus, never would have gotten the position he was in. And the way he got in the position he was in was kind of by accident. But I'm not going to go into that. You guys can all watch the movie. But, Fred, thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Well, anyhow, download them, and then on another show, give me that information so I can download them. But anyhow, I won't take up any more of your time. You're doing one hell of a terrific, great, fabulous job. Bye-bye.
I'm expecting you to propose to me, Fred. Thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Sherry in Kansas. Sherry, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hi, Michael. Hey.
Hi.
I remember someone, and I think it was Al Whitney, when she was still alive on her show, she had researched the newer blood thinners.
Uh-huh.
Because with warfarin, they have an antidote if your blood gets too thin. But she said, I think there's two newer ones, and I'm not sure if it was just one of them or both of them. There is no antidote if your blood gets too thin. So you need to research whatever you're on and see if there's an antidote. It might,
well, go ahead.
It might get you to get off it sooner.
Well, that's the reason why I'm going to incorporate this Extendabite, because, frankly, you know, I'm sick of dealing with going back over the border. But, yeah, I'm a firm advocate against. I'm not saying that there are people that don't need a medication of some sort or another, but I try not to take any medication at all. And what they told me about this originally is you're going to be on this for 3 to 6 months and possibly the rest of your life. Well, when they say something like that, you can rest assured that it's probably going to be the rest of your life, because the prescription for it anyway didn't alleviate the issue, or wasn't supposed to alleviate the issue. According to them, it's supposed to just
help the body heal it.
Well, to me, it's nothing more than a scam to, you know, extract $1,000 a month from an unwitting individual, even if their insurance pays part of it. So, you know, that's my philosophy on it. I don't know how, whether I'm right or wrong, but, you know, I have my own opinion and I'll stick with it. But, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say about Dick Cheney. I think it was Chris Hinckley, but it was someone who played a clip of Dick Cheney addressing the CFR, because he was a CFR member.
Mm-hmm.
And he joked about, well, I'm glad and no one knows that I belong to this organization or something like that. And then
I
also,
go ahead.
Also, remember how someone said they were in the situation, or they were in the bunker at the White House on 9/11?
Right.
And they kept telling Dick Cheney this supposed plane was getting closer and closer to
that
Washington.
Was the Secretary of that was the Secretary of Transportation. The plane's 50 miles out. It's 40 miles out. Right.
And asking if they should scramble the jets at Andrews or wherever that is. And
right.
he just kept saying no. So
right.
instead, whatever, you know, hit the Pentagon, which I don't believe was a plane, you know, how much damage did that do?
Well, it was collusion between him and Rumsfeld and Addington and Douglas Fife and what's his name, Wolfowitz. A lot of the PNAC signers, they wanted to go into Iraq.
Who's that guy that was affiliated with a fly-by-wire? Dov Zakheim or something like that. What was his name?
Yeah, Dov Zakheim, right. The $2.3 trillion missing out of the Pentagon when Dov Zakheim was the overseer of that. That's a whole other show, Sherry.
Okay, that's all I had. Thanks.
All right, well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Bye.
But, yeah, it's interesting. You know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, folks. And here's this. I mean, in modern day, we've got Liz Cheney, Dick Cheney's daughter, that is on the committee, professing that this is a constitutional republic and there's a cancer on our society until we get this rectified, all the while not paying any attention to high gas prices, high inflation, food shortages. And by the way, I read today that not only is there a baby formula shortage, but now there's a shortage of tampons. What are women that are menstruating going to do, for crying out loud? I mean, this is, you know, they're coming at us from every angle. And it doesn't stop. We're in a war. I agree with Alex Jones. I don't agree with him on some things. I'm not even crazy. Well, I'm not going to go into that. But we're in a war here. They are doing everything they can do to strip us down, to chip us, to kill us, and to control us, folks. And we better do something about it in a heck of a hurry because, well, it's not over to the fat lady sings and the fat lady singing in this January 6th committee because they're pulling out all the stops to try to resurrect some sort of credibility because if this election is even remotely fixed, they're going to get shellacked. All right, I'm off of that rant. Anyway, I want to go back to this breaking exclusive here that I read out the headline. The January 6th committee hearing liars edited out the footage of last night of Ashley Babbitt and Roseanne Boylan's death. And if we remember, Jacob Lane, the guy that put the video out, who's still in jail, by the way, who showed the footage in the documentary that he did, he's the guy that tried to rescue Roseanne Boylan while she was being beat with batons by the police. Interestingly enough, the January 6th committee edited that out. But these treasonous criminals, the unselect January 6th committee, disgraced themselves and the nation on every network, every mainstream network, with the exception of Fox, and they brought British filmmaker Nick Quested onto the stand as one of their key witnesses and presented his footage to the public, edited, I might add, in the most manipulated fashion possible to leave out the most compelling content he shot that day, the bodies of United States veteran Ashley Babbitt and Roseanne Boylan. So the question is, do they think we're stupid? And I guess the answer is no. RBN listeners aren't stupid. Why? Because you listen to RBN. That's part of it. Okay. But I pose the question to the American people. Have the American people gotten that dumbed down, mind-numb, mesmerized, hypnotized, lackadaisical, like pick your adjective, to where they can actually swallow this garbage? Now, a more complete version of Quested's footage was released by a source to the public, and it contains never-before-seen footage of Roseanne Boylan and Ashley Babbitt's bodies. The harder the January 6th committee pushes their phony narrative, the more their deceit hopefully will reveal itself. I'll tell you, the committee maliciously and deceptively edited Nick Quested's footage. This was watched and attested to by an attorney by the name of Joseph McBride, and it was for the specific purpose of casting the events of that day in the worst possible light, which is exactly how the Department of Justice introduces evidence in court. And by the way, speaking of Merrick Garland and the Department of Justice, this guy's in collusion with him, because at the end of the day, they want to prevent Donald Trump from ever running for office again, including but not limited to prosecuting the guy. So there was an explanation to the group of protesters' anger during this specific West Capitol Steps sequence featured in that primetime propaganda special that was seen by the Unselect Misinformation Committee, yet they maliciously edited out, with the intent to manipulate the American public to fit their narrative, these outraged protesters who had witnessed, folks, yes, they were pissed, you'd be pissed, I would be pissed, they had witnessed the beating of Roseanne Boylan by the D.C. Metro Police with a stick, and were trying to save her life as the police prevented them at first from getting near her unconscious body. These people are on mainstream TV trying to convince your friends and neighbors and relatives, the people that don't listen to RBN, that this is true. This is a lie. They omitted footage that shows protesters coming to the aid of Roseanne Boylan. And those men fought to save her life. Jacob Lang was one of them. Tried to resuscitate her after she lost consciousness and watched her die. She died in Jacob Lang's arms, folks. And all of this speaks to the state of mind of the people in the crowd. All of this supports the conclusion that protesters had a right to defend themselves and each other from abject police brutality. And the committee does not want the public to know about any of this. And this is exactly why the committee removed these powerful scenes from their presentation. Liz Cheney and her friends sure had the access to this never-before-seen footage, yet they made the conscious decision to leave the most compelling parts out of their bogus hearing.
I was going to continue with this. Let's go to David in Massachusetts. David, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. What's on your mind, buddy?
Yeah, hi, Michael. You mentioned Alex Jones, and Alex Jones is always assuring everybody that God is in complete and absolute control of everything and not to worry because God is in control. Well, Michael, you know, I'll tell you something that every major intelligence services all around the world, whether it be the Mossad, the CIA, MI6, the KGB, Iranian intelligence, what they understand, and also the secret societies like Skull and Bones, the Brotherhood of Eternal Death, the Order of the Skull and Crossbones, what they understand, Michael, is something that these American Christians, Judeo-Zionist Christians, or even regular Christians, what they understand, Michael, is God is not in control. Let me repeat that. God is not in control. I'll tell you who was in control, and every major intelligence service knows this. The great global super Satan, the great Satan is in control. And the sooner the RBN people realize this, maybe we can get somewhere. But as long as these dumbed-down Americans, these so-called American Christians of every stripe, keep pushing this big lie that God is in control of all this evil and everything, we don't stand a chance. The first step in confronting this evil is to acknowledge that God is not in control. What Holy Ayatollah Ruhollah Imam Khomeini realized years ago and tried to clue the Americans in, is the great global super Satan is in control. In the Holy Bible, Michael, the Apostle Paul wrote Romans 13. But later on, when he wrote his letter to the Ephesians, he superseded Romans 13 with Ephesians chapter 6. Where he urges, and I do the same thing. I want to share everybody and urge everybody to put on the full armor of God. Because when the great global super Satan is in control, When God is not in control and the great Satan is in control, you damn well better put on the full armor of God. And that's all I have to say.
What's your remedy, Dave?
Well, what I just said, put on the full armor of God. Well, the remedy, the first thing is...
Well, why would I put on... Wait a minute. Why would I put on the full armor of God if God isn't in control?
Well, God can be in control of you, Michael, if you choose to put on the full armor of God. But I'm just saying this. No, you know, I'm not going to waste my time even talking to you.
Okay. Okay. Bye, Dave. I'm sorry, folks. Is it just me, or was that kind of contrary? Got to take a break. We'll be back with a final segment in 3. Be right back.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
All right, folks, we're back. The final segment of the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your host. I know you're out there somewhere, and somewhere I will return my way to you. So there you are.
I don't know who I'm returning to, but, you know, that said, let's go on with this. So the leaked Nick Quested video contains the clearest footage we now have of Rosanna Boylan's brutalized body after she was beaten by the D.C. Metro police officer, Lila Morris. It was a woman officer that beat her to death with a stick, folks. Her body is being worked on desperately by Trump supporters. She is blue in the face and possibly dead. God bless this beautiful woman. There is also unseen footage of the body of veteran Ashley Babbitt being seen taken down a flight of stairs and her blood covering the floor as the protesters yell in fury after witnessing her murder. And our lovely Democratic January 6th committee, well, conveniently edited all that out. They edited out the reason for the anger of all of us patriots, all of us God-fearing people with empathy, with compassion, with emotion. And the footage also shows the crowd during the moment Ashley Babbitt was shot, how she was illegally carried away from a crime scene by the Capitol Police, and how the protesters berated the police for their inhumane treatment of her dead body. They left this out of their hearing. Liz Cheney, how can you look at yourself in the mirror? You had direct privy to this footage showing the deaths of two fellow American women, and you failed to mention that footage existed in your star witness. Never before seen footage? You know, folks, it is time this disgusting joke of a committee is disbanded, and they must be investigated by an independent body for manipulating the American public, wasting millions in taxpayer dollars and trying to influence the 2022 midterm elections by deceitfully and knowingly manipulating the voters with their outright lies. And I want you to think about this, folks. Think about their backs being so far up against the wall, because indeed, if we are able to pull off a miracle and they do get shellacked, what do you think's going to happen? Hopefully they're prosecuted. But will that happen? Do the Republicans have a spine? Can they grow a spine? Can they grow a set? Folks, this video needs to be seen by every liberal and every moderate you know to make them see reason. The lying, left, cheating, despicable people that believe that we're too stupid to know any better has overplayed their hand. They do not care about the lives of the two women that died that day. They did not mention them or the two men, Benjamin Phillips or Kevin Greeson, that died allegedly due to flashbang grenade-induced cardiac arrest. They do not care about our fellow American citizens. And this committee has proven itself completely untrustworthy and criminal after only one night of their hearing. An investigation into this unselect committee is needed immediately to explain to Americans why this incredibly important footage was left out. Well, I hear the music. That's it for another Tuesday, folks. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you same time, same station next week. Stay out of trouble. God bless you. Bye for now. Take all our money and send it abroad.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.